kingdom, power and glory. Where have the ideas of mystery, power and fear of an awesome God gone? Most do not remember going into a church sanctuary, deliberately and aptly named meeting place, to worship and to pray to the one and only living God. Most do not remember the tears being shed over personal sin, people running to altars to confess their sin, repent and to get right with God and others, and the joy of fellowship afterward. Most do not remember the spreading joy over a repentant person who surrenders their life to Jesus and entered the family of God. Most do not remember the prayer meetings that would sometimes last for hours until a breakthrough was sensed. While attending First Baptist Church, San Antonio, Texas, just before services had begun, some kids were playing in the balcony, running around, squealing and shouting. The senior pastor came to the microphone and spoke these words, "Hey, kids. It's time to settle down. I need you to settle down, now. I am getting ready to perform spiritual surgery here, and I need some quiet." These youngsters quickly settled and readied for services to begin, and the pastor quietly spoke, "Thank you, young people. Thank you." With that, a hush fell over the entire church as people, young, old and all others, began to prepare their hearts and minds to meet God in prayer, worship and reverence. Something we rarely see nowadays as we sip our coffee in the auditorium. Listening to modern, Christian music, being played over the church's audio system and glancing at the announcements via on-screen video and sit casually chatting with those around us, as we wait for the show to start. Services, as I remember, would serve in a fashion that at their conclusion many would leave feeling a sense of spiritual renewal or spiritual relief, instead of being pumped up to become a better you or to hear another fascinating Bible story. Being inspired by the Word of God to live a holy life was a primary thing, and going to lunch with friends after church was just a secondary pleasure. The remaking of church, the work of redefining everything Christian, the hijacking of certain look-alike Christian practices and phraseology has lulled us into a relaxed slumber and has caused us to forget that we don't just go to church, but that we are the church. The church goes wherever we go. We assemble as the church. And this is why scriptures tell us, "Do not forsake the assembling of ourselves together, as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching." Hebrews 10:25. It is not a matter of going to church. It is a matter of being the church on the go. The day is coming though and is now at hand when every eye will see him. For now, God is raising up a holy remnant in these last days, even so then, at this present time there is a remnant according to the election of grace. Romans 11 verses 1-6. Please, let's pray together. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me by your generous spirit. Then I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners shall be converted to you. Your brother and friend, Mike Young. P.S. Ever so slowly, over decades, the Bible has been rewritten, yes, rewritten. Using a sleight-of-hand writing technique, over 60 people and organizations, putting themselves forward as Bible translators, have rewritten the Bible. These are not new translations of the Bible. They are new versions, their own versions, of the Bible. But, like the writers of the English Standard Version say, here is a list and comparison of how the kingdom, the power and the glory and other important verses have been deliberately altered or omitted from scriptures for reasons other than clarity and simplicity, no matter what they are saying to the contrary.